Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather remains pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will enjoy a similar sunny day, perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, making it a comfortable day overall. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that a new U.S.-Iran-Lebanon oversight body excludes Israel, granting Tehran influence over IDF actions. Also, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, Jerusalem and Beirut are in talks. Israel's envoy criticizes linking these discussions to the U.S.-Iran deal. Also, this hour, JNS covers Benny Gantz's call for a national unity government. He emphasizes the need for strength against Iran and its proxies. Separately, I-24 News reports a short time ago that ultra-Orthodox groups plan to block roads across Israel. And finally, according to Axios, Iran launched missiles at Israel from earlier today. This marks the first such incident since the ceasefire, potentially destabilizing ongoing negotiations. From X, the latest. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared just minutes ago that Israel and Lebanon are negotiating a pilot handover of southern regions from IDF to the Lebanese army. Jake Wallace Simons, a well-known commentator, expressed his frustration this morning, describing current narratives as deeply misleading. Meanwhile, Ynet Global reports that the U.S. is backing a plan where Lebanese army units would transition into control of southern territories, following U.S.-led training to ensure no ties to Hezbollah. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. A new oversight body, facilitated by Qatar and Pakistan, aims to mediate between U.S. and Iran interests in Lebanon. This organization excludes Israel, sparking concerns over Tehran's potential influence on Israeli military actions. The development could significantly impact Israel's strategy in the region. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, recent talks between Jerusalem and Beirut are the first since the Memorandum of Understanding was signed. These discussions include a possible partial withdrawal of IDF forces from southern Lebanon. Hezbollah's leadership demands a timetable, adding tension to the negotiations. The outcome could shift regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, as reported by JNS, Benny Gantz is calling for unity among Israeli political factions. He argues for cooperation to better face external threats from Iran and its allies. Gantz's proposal aims to bolster internal resilience against potential regional conflicts. Separately, I-24 News highlights the ultra-Orthodox community's plans to disrupt traffic. Their protest is against recent government policies affecting their way of life. Such actions could lead to significant travel delays and public inconvenience. And finally, from Axios, Iran's missile strike on Israel earlier today breaks the ceasefire terms. This aggressive move raises concerns over potential escalation, threatening the fragile peace and ongoing diplomatic efforts. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business notes a global surge in bankruptcies. The ongoing Iran conflict, rising energy costs, and credit pressures have led to a 6% increase in company closures within Israel. Separately, CTEC reports that UVision, known for its suicide drones, is seeking a valuation up to $4 billion in its Nasdaq debut. This follows a decision to turn down a $2.9 billion offer from local investors. And finally, Ynet Business discusses Kalshi's billion-dollar prediction market. The platform, inspired by celebrity speculation, now faces scrutiny over its political implications, yet remains a significant economic player. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.